Hey everybody, it's Seth. I'm here with Evangelist Foster Gogog and Macabre Mouse. We are in the midst of recording a podcast. I'm doing an audio boo right now. It's meta.
Freaking Web 4.0.
We're recording a recording.
Now is not the time, Seth.
That was approximately my point.
Hey, Macabre Mouse is on his way out and he's waving. And he's waving.
I love you all.
He loves us all. The door's closed. Anyway, continue.
No, there's a guy who literally did not make it through the podcast.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no, Silas walked off halfway through the last one, and he left a MicroMaster here that he still hasn't picked up.
Yeah, come get your
GoBot,
Silas.
I think that's confiscated, or we start a junkie on Thread.
Who wants an overload MicroMaster in a Ziploc bag that was touched by Silas, a.k.a. Shibamura Prime? Please PM Shibamura Prime.
But there were some good tidbits in there, some nice insight on the writing, on the process. It was like the ask Orsi a question thread come to life.
Only without Buzz there with a riot stick.
Oh, he was there with the riot stick. He whacked me a couple of times.
I just kept it in my pants.
Also without Orsi's ability to just skip responses at will.
I think that was the last panel of the day, right?
It was.
So after that, we had a lunch break, and then the dealer room opened, and holy crap, Hasbro's display was like 15 times the size of every other one.
I just received a warning from Super Megatron.
for taking an hour on the concierge shuttle at In-N-Out Burger when I was waiting for it to take me to Target.
Breaking news as it happens.
That's pretty harsh, man.
Yeah, staff can be warned and infracted. Let's see if I can do it back.
I don't know.
For not walking to Target because you could have been there and back in the hour it took to wait for the shuttle.
I don't know. You're only a super mod. He's an admin.
Yeah, you can't go up rank.
He's up there in his castle. He's sniped you.
Yeah.
I would say that discussing administrative policy is against TFW rules.
Walker
is a super mod. He outranks me. So that's it.
I think that's another warning for Foster Logger.
This is public discussion of staff action.
Oh, hell, we're all dead.
Temp ban.
And you're all in it with me, unless you can edit this out.
We don't edit this podcast.
No, we don't.
No, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
You are done.
I'm just the extra roommate, so I know not of these things, back office dealings.
Anyway, so the dealer room had a big-ass Hasbro panel booth thing in it. And it was enormous, and there were lots of toys on display, including Freeway Jazz, who was very gray.
And including Ultimate Devastator.
And Ultimate Devastator, whose scavenger component is titanically large.
And Electrostatic Soundwave, who was sans Kitar Ratbat.
Oh, hell.
I don't know what that means, but I wanted to see the bat in action. In person. I didn't get that yet.
Me too. And apparently the ejector, the toaster, was in the corner of a display case where I couldn't find him.
The bottom shelf.
Yeah,
Back in the corner.
Everyone hates the toaster. And they also had the big Devastator. Scavenger's big. We couldn't see what his electronics were, unfortunately. Also, I got a free RPM.
If you want to hear the rest of this podcast, download at WTF at TFW.
Thank you, Seth.